Hi, goddesses. Welcome to this very special edition of Goddess Talk. You might have heard about a recent campaign that was launched called hashtag share the mic now. If not, this is a platform to bring Black women's and white women's voices together to catalyze change. And I am so excited to introduce to you the goddess today, Santara Martin. With that being said, share the mic now. And the intention of that platform is to amplify and magnify and ultimately honor Black women's voices and the amazing change that they are creating in the world. So Santara is definitely a goddess who is doing that. I call her a warrior of love. So hi, Santara, welcome to Goddess Talk.
Hi, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here on this platform with you.
I am so excited to have you, and I'm going to do my best not to tear up while, as I introduce you, because you are so special to me. And so for everyone listening, I met Santara about a decade ago, which I can't believe it's been that long. But she, I guess ultimately I was her cheerleading coach, but for me it was so much more. And she has just been such a warrior of love. And as you can see, for all of you who are watching on YouTube versus the podcast, she has grown from this sophomore in high school to this beautiful, amazing goddess. So I am honored to share the mic with her today, to share her love, to share her light, and to honor all things her. And I found I guess it's a poem. And when I read it, I immediately thought of her. And I really actually just came across it today. But this is how I feel about Santara Martin. I am a voice. I will lead, not follow. Here come the tears. And they used to always make fun of me as a cheerleading coach because I would always cry. So some things never change. Okay, let me start over. Mm-hmm. Santara Martin, this is what you mean to me. I am a voice. I will lead, not follow. I will believe, not doubt. I will create, not destroy. I am a force of good. So, yeah, this is real and it's live, and that's how much this sweet goddess angel means to me. But with that being said, thank you for being here, and thank you for just being this amazing woman that you have grown into, and I cannot be more proud.
Oh my gosh, same. You're literally like the sweetest person ever, but same. I think you are beyond like amazing. She's the nicest person like in the world. She's amazing. So I'm grateful too.
Well, I just want to take this time to honor you and all the amazing things you're doing, the amazing woman you become, and the warrior of love you become. And there is no better goddess I can imagine having on this podcast than you. So with that being said, tell us just about what you are putting out into the world and maybe what hashtag share the mic means to you right now.
I think that is beautiful. I came across Share the Mic. I was just like scrolling down my Instagram and I saw that one of my favorites, Sarah Paulson, did it. And I thought, and I know, I thought of you too, but she did it. And I thought that, you know, that was an amazing thing for people to do, you know, especially like during this time where we have so much like racial tension going on in the country. I think it's beautiful to share just, you know, something as intimate as social media with someone, you know, just, I think that's, it's beautiful, you know, to get the Black voices heard. But yeah, so like in relation to me, like my message is purely like spiritual, you know, it's just that I want people to come back to who they really are and just realize their power. Kind of like the same as you, because I know that you've been doing like the goddess talks and all that stuff, but I can tell you more about my journey and I really could like talk about this all day, so you have to like let me know when you want me to just kind of dive in and kind of let you know why it's so important to me that people, you know their worth and know their power and you know, just wake up to who they really are.
Yes, well, and to preface a little bit more about Santara, when I met her over 10 years ago or about 10 years ago, like I said, I came in as a cheerleading coach, but it was so much more for me. And from the second I met her, she just had this bright light that was exuding from her being. So she was calm and compassionate. She was always curious, but so loving. And ultimately, like I keep saying, this warrior of love. So I'm so excited to share her message because she is a difference maker. And she has some beautiful insights, and I know everyone will take away something so inspiring from her today. And if this is your first time tuning into Goddess Talk, the intention of this platform is to have a platform to inspire and empower women to claim their power, recognize their highest potential, and live their best goddess life. So again, I am so excited to have Santara on. And just tell us a little bit about, you know, what quarantine and COVID and this time, I call it a self-reflection since we haven't been able to do much else. What has this time meant for you? Is there anything new you've learned about yourself or that has like just empowered something within you?
With this time, I've just been getting closer to family. I have been learning a lot about myself because you are spending, you know, a lot of time with your loved ones. You know, I was doing that before, but you do learn a lot about yourself when you spend so much time with your loved ones and how you react to what they say, how you respond, just, you know, how you do conflict resolution. Like, you really learn so much about yourself and how you can be a better person. So that's what I've been doing, you know, every day, seeing what I can identify to become better within myself and just working on that. And that's what, you know, I've been doing this entire time. I think it's great for all of us to do.
I also want to talk about the goddess mindset because I teach an empowerment coaching program that is 7 steps to the goddess mindset. And part of that is identifying our self-limiting beliefs. And ultimately, a self-limiting belief, sometimes we're not aware of them. We're walking around the world, telling ourselves a story that isn't our truth, just because we picked it up from our childhood or from a parent or from a sibling or from a teacher or someone who was an authoritative figure in our life. So what does that look like for you? Like, can you recognize a time of when you had these self-limiting beliefs, or pick out one in particular that you have been aware of and how you ultimately overcame that?
Yeah, I think one of the most self-limiting beliefs that I've experienced is just learning to use my voice and not expecting, you know, some sort of negative retaliation from using my voice and really speaking out. So I think that, I don't know, through me learning more about myself and me loving myself, I've just learned to use my voice more and speak out more. And I think before there was a lot of fear surrounding my voice, you know, and what I had to say and what I wanted to say.
Do you remember that moment where you might have intentionally or unintentionally spoken up for yourself or used your voice, and then the response you got was positive, and then you went, oh, like, was there a moment or something that shifted in you that gave you more power to do it more often?
There's like as you're growing, like, there are a lot of little victories that you get. One of the victories that I remember was I was talking to, like, my boyfriend, and usually, like, if, you know, when I'm in a relationship, sometimes I'll get afraid to say what I want to say, or, like, you know, say how I'm feeling about a particular situation, or really, like, let myself be vulnerable. And it was in using my voice with him and saying, you know, like, how I felt, and really just sitting down with him and having a really difficult conversation, that I realized, like, oh, it's really not so scary to be vulnerable. And it's really not so scary to, especially with people that you love and with anyone, to just say how you feel and let that flow from you.
And I'm just curious, like, how old were you at the time of that conversation?
This conversation happened, like, this year. I was 25.
That's my point exactly. I mean, I feel like I'm just fully stepping into my voice, and I'm 42. And so that's really the whole intention of this platform, is how do we empower others to find that voice, to stand in that earlier, so they don't have to wait till 42 or 25, that they can really gain that confidence at, you know, 13, 14, those really transformative years where I feel personally, or from my personal experience, where my voice was really shut down. Or it could even come from our childhood, where we didn't feel valued or seen and heard. And, you know, the number one human need is to be valued, seen, and heard. And so if we're shut down from a young age, we carry that with us, and it becomes a story on repeat where we are unable to shine our light, to be our authentic self, because there is no other gift stronger than that of our voice, because that is who we ultimately are. So thank you for sharing that. Well, I know you have a fantastic YouTube channel where you talk a lot about self-discovery and self-love and that journey of really embodying, I'm going to say, the goddess within, because that's what I see in that platform that you have. What do you, what were the steps kind of you took from being this young, I'm going to, well, 25, you're a young woman who was initially afraid to just kind of voice your needs in a relationship, to having this YouTube channel where you share your light and your knowledge and your wisdom on that? Do you, like, what was that transition like for you?
It's coming into the awareness of, like, that things aren't really working for you, you know? So it's like, once you realize, like, okay, I'm not really satisfied or happy with what's going on in my life, it's like, that's when you're like, okay, well, how can I change it? And that's kind of when you go on that road of trying to fix or change, you know, whatever is going on with you.
That's exactly why you're this catalyst for change and why your message is so important. So basically what I heard is you said you had this self-limiting belief of not feeling like you had a voice, or maybe that your voice mattered enough. And what you did is discovered through a relationship that actually heard you, and you, a light bulb went off and said, okay, I can actually have more of this. Now I've discovered this, and I can empower that in myself, and I can empower that in others through YouTube or through whatever platform. And I think that takes a lot of courage. I think that takes a lot of bravery, and I think it takes a lot of love to take your own personal circumstances and put them out there for the world to see, and to ultimately do good with that. So hats off to you for taking that.
You know what I mean? So like, you, like, the inner journey, like, starts, you know, now it starts, you know, when you're aware of it, it starts as soon as possible so that you can start manifesting what you want, you know, in your life.
Well, I mean, exactly. It comes when you're aware of it. And so you said, you know, the lesson didn't come from the great boyfriend. It came from the not so great boyfriend. And that's
so good.
That's how it is, right? Like, our biggest lessons don't come from the nicest people in our life. Generally, they usually come from our hardest times or the hardest relationships.
Well, with you, it's like, no, with you, it's different. Like, when I first met you, Ashley, Miss Ashley, it was like, you were like the sun, you know, you were the sweetest person. Like you said, you were like, you let yourself cry when you wanted to cry. It was like, you know, spare of the moment. It was just this whole, you know, person that was just beautiful and loving and caring. So, it is from the nicest people too. Like when you know what I'm saying? When you're not used to seeing someone who's so kind and loving and helping, you know, and like seeing that, like that spark that restores your faith in humanity. So it's like all the contrast, you know, it's like those terrible people and also the really kind people. It's like life is this whole thing that teaches you, you know,
contrast. Yeah. Contrast is our biggest teacher on whichever spectrum. It can come from contrast of the negative or contrast from the positive, or just contrast of the new versus you know, new things that are introduced to our life too. But you're so sweet to say that about me. And I know we've talked about this, and I said my biggest memory from my time with you was the gift that you received me, because you didn't have to. I was a stranger. I just randomly walked in the door, and it was, you know, such a gift to me during a time of contrast in my life, where I walked in with uncertainty, saying, I just want to love some people. And I walked in and y'all let me love you. But sometimes that's also the biggest obstacle in life, is that we don't let people love us. And you loved me, and it was the greatest love I'd ever experienced. So that's why I got so emotional at the beginning. But
she's the easiest person to love. You're like the easiest. Like, it's not hard. You're so amazing.
Well, you never made me mad. But there's a whole other
side. No, that's so true. That's so funny. That's hilarious.
No, well, I love you and I adore you. And thank you for just sharing your story. And that's very vulnerable and courageous. And so something else I want to talk about is with the goddess mindset is getting outside your comfort zone. And no matter what phase of life you're in, growth is going to cause discomfort. So I am so curious to know, like, what did that look like for you now that, like, maybe you identified this self-limiting belief that you had a voice and that when you used it, it could be honored and valued. And maybe you took a next step that helped, that was very uncomfortable, or maybe it was a completely different situation, but just a time that comes to mind where you had to go outside your comfort zone to really make a change in your life.
But I had to go outside of a comfort zone. I mean, like, I hate to keep giving the same situation, but yeah, I mean, it was like when I left my job, like leaving your form of like security, you know, to go and pursue like a dream that you just discovered, like that you just beckoned on in your mind. Like, it's the craziest thing ever. Like, I get why people are like, no, you know what, I'm going to stay over here and I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? So like, I actually encourage people to like take that leap of faith, like even though it seems crazy and it is completely scary, like I encourage you to take that leap of faith so that you can find some happiness, you know, in your life. But nothing is preventing you, nothing is holding you back, like no one is stopping you. You can just do whatever it is that you want to do. And I think that's like my most important message. That's what I want to tell people, that's what I want to share. You know, I just like want people to be happy, like, you know, and, you know, try this, try getting to love yourself and getting to know yourself and cleaning out, you know, any negativity that you have within yourself. Try doing that and just see the change that it's going to bring into your life. And
it is. So I don't even know if you know what you said or how I hear it, but when I say, what is something you did that to go outside your comfort zone? And basically, the answer in a longer version was I gave myself permission to be happy. And if we all gave ourselves permission to be happy and to do that, great, beautiful things come from that. So you don't have to be, you know, Kim Kardashian or a huge celebrity to take these steps that you're exemplifying to stand in your worth, to stand in your value, and to say, I'm going to be happy. And when you are, I always say, there's a quote, Gabby Bernstein, who is one of my favorite mentors, she says, joy is your power. And until you truly discover what that joy is for you in your path, you can't authentically shine your light into the world. So the sooner you can give yourself permission to be happy and stand in that, you should embrace that and not feel like you should shy away from it. Embrace it and stand in that, because that's truly how you shine your light in the world and how you make a difference to everyone around you. Because whether you knew it or not, you doing that, you know how many people probably watched you and said, she's crazy. She just quit her job. And for those of you listening,
so much negativity.
Yeah, she gave herself permission to embrace her gift on helping other people discover their own journey of self-love. And so she is out there being a huge difference maker, spreading love, transforming other people's lives. And because she gave herself permission to be happy, because that's the gift that she is here to be in the world. And that's the gift that she has been to me. So I say, you know, sometimes we are hard on ourselves and we say, I can't do that. I've got all these responsibilities. I can't be selfish and be happy. But when you do give yourself permission to that, that's when you make the biggest difference. And it always comes back to you tenfold. So thank you for making the choice to be happy and standing in your value and standing in your worthiness to do that. A quote I have too, and it was just about personal power. Because when you love yourself and you know you're worthy of being happy, that is truly what personal power means to me, or claiming your power. So power is when we can effectuate change and achieve purpose. And I feel like you are in that. You are in a place of, because you allowed yourself happiness, it also is a catalyst of change. And that's truly the definition of power. So I don't know if you have any thoughts, other thoughts that you would like to share on just claiming that power within yourself, because you've definitely just done it time and time again throughout your life.
Yeah, like I think that like, okay, so within you, like there's like this, like when you're born or when you're young, you know, you have this burst of energy, like, yeah, I'm going to go out and conquer the world. You know, you have that. And mm-hmm. before the world gets to you and they tell you, you know, those things that they want you to hear, you know, before they get to you, you're all right. So what it is, what self-love is just releasing those things that the world has given to you, that the world has told to you, you know, like just clearing like those misconceptions out of your brain. That's what you're doing here, you know? So
I love it. Well, I think what I admire so much about you is your emotional intelligence. And I think claiming your personal power is also letting yourself be aware of your logical mind and your heart, right? Because mm-hmm. your mind will kind of tell you to not listen to your heart. A lot.
Like all the time.
A lot. So what I admire so much about you is your huge heart and your ability to have this emotional intelligence and awareness to discern between the two. And sometimes our mind is the outside world of what everyone says who we should be or what we should do or who we are not and what we should not do versus our heart that is truly, you know, our light and our purpose and what we're supposed to do. And for some reason, we give more power to the mind than the heart. So I see the strength in you so much. And that is a gift because so many people don't have that ability. So I am just so curious on how you feel about that. Like, how are you able to discern putting the power of your heart into the world versus your mind, which is not always the truth because it's programmed?
It's an uphill battle. Like, it's an uphill battle. Like, there's a lot of stuff that you can do. What I recently did, like, I was having, like, a lot of negative thoughts, like, about my boyfriend. I mean, and this is just going to be a relationship talk, but I was having, like, a lot of negative thoughts, like, about my boyfriend or whatever. And it's because that, you know, the past relationship that I was in, I'm like if you're in a relationship with someone who's actually doing nice things, it's hard to believe them, you know, like when you've been traumatized or whatever. So it was like that, you know, I was having like negative feelings about him, and it was really bad. Like I came across this like YouTuber who was like just so happened to be live when I was just oh my God, like bogged down by like the negativity. And they talked about, his name is Feel Good, and he talked about like releasing like how to release those things. And what he said was, every time that you think something negative about someone else, you're really just holding on to that, you know, belief or that conception. Like, you are holding that energy within your body. And I hopefully, you know, that's like,
no, you said two things. One was about releasing and the other was about forgiveness. And I actually have started doing this with my children, and they're 13 and 9. But when I recognize a belief system creeping in that's affecting their confidence or making them dim their light, I'm like, what are you telling yourself right now? And they'll say, example, my sister doesn't love me. Well, okay. Why do you think that? Because she's ignoring me. Okay. Well, does that really mean she doesn't love you? No. So where are you getting that? And so she'll burn. Oh, I know this might be.
No, that's
to talk. So she'll write, my sister doesn't love me. And then she'll write, my sister loves me with all of her heart. And then we speak out the lie. And we transform it into a truth, and then we burn it and it's gone. But like that physical act, that's releasing. We just do it visually because I believe when you can actually see it, your mind doesn't know the difference of it when you connect to it emotionally. So it like literally erases it from their mindset. And then they're able to move forward in the truth. So you have to be aware of the lies that you're told. Call them out. Flip the script. What is the truth? And ultimately, I guess what you say is, I am willing to see this differently. Whenever you feel like you are getting stuck somewhere, like, what is it that you need to see differently? And just ask, and it will come to you. And then just be aware of what that truth is. The other, when I'm coaching, I'm like, okay, you got all these self-limiting beliefs, these fears. Look at all of these. Let's burn them. Let's get rid of them. Let's release them. And then we call in the new. But I think for women especially, I give it the, a metaphor to compare it to their closets. When it's spring or winter and you're cleaning out your closet, you go shopping and you come home and you have all these new clothes and you don't have anywhere to put them. What do? You get rid of all the stuff that doesn't fit you anymore or that you don't like anymore, that doesn't make you feel beautiful. Same thing with your thoughts. Like, you got to get rid of the old to make space for the new. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you don't know what you got in there. You can't find anything.
I love that.
But so it made me think of that. But I guess just to recap, as we come to the end of this episode, I just want to go back to self-limiting beliefs. And what is, I guess, your overall message to women out there about that topic?
But yeah, so like, this world tries to tell you, you know, that you're not pretty enough, or you need to do, you know, so much stuff to, you know, look good or feel like you're worthy. And that's just not, like, you're inherently worthy because you are birthing another spirit into this world. And what I would tell women is that, like, don't believe anything, like, don't believe any of the things that the world may want to tell you. Like, you guys are beautiful. I don't know, like, appreciate yourself, appreciate being here, appreciate that you get to live through this, you know, beautiful vessel, you know, like, however, whatever shape it comes in. And but, like, I just really want you to know how amazingly powerful you are, and never feel like you're not.
Is there a tip you have? Like, what is something you do that makes you feel beautiful or, you know, worthy or just confident?
Yeah, I mean, like, what I would do, I know I was, like, saying this before, but, like, what I do to be happy every day, like, one, it's just clearing out, like, looking at yourself and clearing out that negativity. But, you know, I go outside, and when you go, like, I go outside, you know, when you go outside, it's just, it's nice. It reminds you that you're small, you know, it's, the energy is good out there. So, I would just encourage, you know, women to just get outside every day.
Prioritize yourself, whatever that might look like. But for you, it's been going outside. Yes. For me too, if I don't, I am I'm just a different person. But you also said, you know, kind of clearing out the negativity. And I think the question is, why are you giving the opinion of someone else more value than the opinion of yourself? Because at the end of the day, if you're happy with you, that matters. And when you catch yourself being like, well, they said this about me, or, you know, you notice those triggers, you got to take your power back and say, hey, I'm proud of me. And that is 10 times more powerful. There, you know, at every moment we are a point of attraction, and we have that choice to decide what point of attraction we are. We can be a point of attraction of disrespect, or we can be a point of attraction of respect and value, or we can be a point of a point of attraction for hate. We can be a point of attraction for love. So that is the power you have in each and every present moment. And that's another thing about power. What are you doing in the present moment? And are you aware of the power you have right now and every second of every day? So that's what I have to say about that.
I love it.
Well, no, so thank you for sharing your journey of your self-limiting beliefs. And then just recapping it again, going back to getting outside your comfort zone and how important that is. What would be your message for doing that, for giving maybe a message of just courage or bravery to do that, to step outside, to try something new?
Yeah, that's just it, you know, like, just do it. Because if you think about it, like what you were saying earlier, like, with your mind and your heart, if you get, like, your heart is going to tell you to do something, and then your mind is going to eat it alive, you know? So Like, you just have to follow your heart more and just do those things from your heart, those inspired things that you want to do. Just do them, you know, like anyway, like Nike said, just do it. You want to do something, just do it. And even if it turns out wrong or stupid, just get yourself in the habit of just doing it and feeling the power in doing it. And of course, you're going to see, you know, things start to change and beautiful things happen and stuff that you didn't notice before. It's going to be great. You know what I mean? Just trust it. But even if you feel silly, even if it doesn't go that great, just be brave, like be happy that you did it, because that's like the step toward, you know, everything.
My dad's favorite quote was, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So try. The worst you can do is tie.
Like, and I see, like, with, you know, with the whole, like, Black Lives Matter thing, or with the whole racism there, or everything that's going on in this country right now, it is amazing where people's hearts are. Like, we are evolving as a species. Like, I think that, like, it's like, I the way I'm seeing it is, I'm like, evolution is happening, you know? Like, I'm like, this is the most greatest thing ever. So I think that where we are, like, we're going in a great direction. I think that, like, if you're worried about where the country is going or what's going to happen or everything that's going on right now, like, my number one advice would be, like, don't worry, because, like, I think that, like, with all the love that people are showing and giving, you know, like, we're going to do great things.
No, I love it. And, well, we've been talking about standing in our power all day, and this is a time to stand in our power, because I have a quote, the secret of change is to focus on not fighting the old, but on building the new. And if we just keep focus on where we want to go and how we can take our personal power to catapult change, then differences are going to be made even with just the intention. And then I like this one, don't focus on the pain, focus on the progress, because progress is being made. And just like in your personal journey, every step you give yourself permission to take progress, to move forward, you are also giving permission for someone else to do the same. So thank you for being the goddess that you are. Thank you for the love and the light that you are spreading into the world. Thank you for just giving me the opportunity and the honor to have you on to Goddess Talk, and just to see your beautiful face and to share it with the world. And then just any special goddess in your life that you would like to honor or highlight?
No, Miss Ashley is the most beautiful woman in the world. You are like the number one. Like, if talking about the goddess in my life, it would be you. Like, I don't think you really understand how, like, amazing you are. Like, that's not flattery. It's just, I'm just kidding. No, but you are amazing, really.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, I'll cry like a baby, so. With that being said, thank you to the goddess Centaur Martin, and thank you for your beautiful compliment of just letting me know how I impacted your life. But thank you for being here and the impact you're having on so many. And with that being said, I hope and know everyone took away something so inspirational and so empowering that will help you claim your power, recognize your highest potential, and live your best goddess life. So claim your power, everyone, every goddess. Have a wonderful day.